The Matilda Awards last night in Brisbane, and the winners who were able to attend the event might be just a little bleary-eyed this morning, but the two blokes who took out the big award, the Gold Matilda, are actually enjoying a winter's afternoon in New York City. They are David Morton and Nicholas Payne, known as the Dead Puppet Society. David also picked up the award for Best Director. David, good morning, or good afternoon in New York.
Hey, Craig, how are you doing, mate?
Very well, thanks. And congratulations.
Hey, thank you so much.
Now, how did you find out, given that you weren't actually here?
Look, it was a funny one. We went to bed sort of late last night, knowing that while we were asleep, so many of our closest friends and colleagues were going to be gathering in Brisbane, and made a pact that we were going to put phones on silent and just sort of see what happens when we woke up. And at about 4:30 our time, the phone started to light up, and we very much woke up. And then we were hanging onto the Twitter feed that Nathan was doing, and enjoying every moment of it.
Oh, that is just superb to hear. And tell us about the Dead Puppet Society, because it's quite a unique theatre beast, if you don't mind me saying so.
Yeah, no, that's awesome to hear, mate. The Dead Puppet Society is a visual theatre company that began in late 2009 in Brisbane. At the time, it was a collective that was formed by a group of us that had recently graduated from the Queensland University of Technology. And sort of since that time, the company has become a professional theatre company. And we now work between Brisbane and New York City in the US, creating primarily large-scale visual theatre works that make use of plenty of music, puppetry, sort of like lots of design in that work.
And the award, the Gold Matilda, was for a body of work, but particularly the Wider Earth production, which had a Darwin flavour to it. Tell me about how it came to be.
Yeah, totally. So, the Wider Earth first sort of sparked for us when we were spending some time in South Africa working with the Handspring Puppet Company, who created Warhorse. That was in, I think, 2013. And we went to a house that was sort of set up like a museum, and there was a portrait of a young man on the wall above the mantelpiece. And we didn't know who it was. And Basil Jones, the executive director of Handspring Puppet Company, told us that it was a picture of the young Charles Darwin, who stayed in that house on his way back to England, sort of right near the end of his five-year voyage on the Beagle. And Nick, my executive producer and myself, was sort of like, this is incredible. This is such a young face. That's such a young man. You know, it seems like everyone remembers Charles Darwin as the old dude with the big grey beard, and yet he was this young guy who went on an adventure and sort of effectively came back and put, you know, things in place that have created the modern world that we have today. So we thought we wanted to tell that story, and we wanted to do it with plenty of animal puppets.
And plenty of animal puppets you did indeed. Big animal puppets. We're not just talking about hand puppets here.
Yeah, no, not at all. So all the creatures that were created were life-size, and some of them very, very large, like Galapagos tortoises and a creature called a glyptodont, which is like a prehistoric armadillo about the size of a Volkswagen Beetle.
How long did it take to make and construct some of these puppets?
Oh, look, mate, it was a very long time. So I began designing the puppets in CAD over a year before the production opened, and it was pretty much a full-time endeavour through that. And then about 4 months before the production opened, we started working in the workshop at QTC and brought on board a team of incredible puppet fabricators who worked with us to click together hundreds of thousands of little wooden laser-cut pieces to create those creatures.
It's just incredible. Not only did you claim the Gold Matilda, you had Silver Matildas for Best Director, which you took home yourself, David, along with the costume, sound design, composition, and also audio-visual design, which is just huge. Take me to the States, which is where you are at the moment, and what's the plan, and what are you up to at the moment over there?
Yeah, so at the moment, we've been sort of following up on a couple of connections we have over here. The last 2 years, we've been working in residence with the New Victory Theatre, which is a venue that presents work primarily for young people based in Times Square. And we were developing for the last 2 years our new work, Laserbeak Man, which we're creating with Tim Sharp. We're sort of over here to sort of wrap up that residency before we head back to Australia later this year for the premiere production with La Boite.
And when will that be? What date do we need to put down in our diaries, David Morton?
Look, it's begins previews on the 9th of September this year.
9th of September. And it, at yeah. what stage is construction at for the puppets?
Look, actually, I have pulled myself away from the computer where I'm doing the CAD drawings currently. So I'm about 2 weeks into a 12-week drawing period for those puppets.
Wow, it's just phenomenal. And such great success that you've been able to have. And I know so much work goes on behind the scenes before you see these creations really come to life and take on a life of their own once they actually get on stage itself. So David Morton, and along with Nicholas Payne, congratulations to both of you for picking up the Gold Matilda last night and Dead Puppet Society, and we'll see you back in Brisbane sometime soon.
That's awesome, man. Thank you. And if it's possible, could I just take a chance to just say a massive thank you to everyone who's a part of the Brisbane theatre industry. It's such an incredible industry, and I honestly think we're some of the luckiest people in the world that get to call our colleagues our closest friends. And also just a massive sing out to every artist who's ever worked with Dead Puppet Society. We're a company that really believes in paying artists properly for their work and empowering them, you know, to achieve their own dreams through our company. And it's honestly humbling to have that recognized by our industry. We're really touched. Thank you so much.
What a lovely note of thanks, David. Thanks so much for taking the call today in New York City.
No worries, mate. Thanks for the chat, Craig. Take care.